What's it like having Demaryius back there on the field?
Well, yeah, it's great having him back. Happy for him. He certainly deserved it, and been a pretty, you know, emotional month for him with all the things going on in his life. But great to see, get him back, and he and I were going over some plays last night in the hotel room, and he has been kind of studying kind of whatever he was allowed to and whatever he could keep up with. So I feel he'll, you know, catch up. Demaryius has always been a cerebral player, and he's been in you know, a couple of different systems in his short career already, so he knows how to adjust, and I think he'll be caught up to speed pretty quickly. But great to see him back out there. Great to throw a few passes to him.
How do you feel about the rest they're planning on getting you this training camp every few days or so?
Well, yeah, he's doing that with a number of players, so, you know, I'm fine with that.
How'd you like the helmet at the end there, Peyton?
You know, like I said, we had a couple of injuries in OTAs, you know, that were obviously you know, everybody's disappointed about. So, you know, obviously sometimes that first day back at training camp wants to be sure, you know, no injuries, no setbacks there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's you know, the staff's trying to do, you know, take care of the guys physically, but when we're out there working, we're working. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Does it matter how the game plays into you because you're so good at the line of scrimmage? Process that we were asked Gary about that yesterday, how quickly they get the plays into you and that process?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's you know, Coach Kubiak said it last night. I mean, it's football. You know, there's not that many new plays out there, and so, you know, however you call them or whatever it, you know, whatever that is, it's not that big of a deal. It's about, you know, executing them, and so I know I'll get the plays in, and you know, we'll be able to, you know, kind of have the plays that that everybody feels good about. You know, that's what we're going to try to find out during this training camp, kind of see what receivers, you know, do certain routes well, and, you know, the running plays that, you know, that Monte does best or CJ does best or Ronnie, whoever that may be, and then, you know, try to give everybody the best chance to succeed. I think that makes a lot of sense.
And when you look at the fans, I mean, obviously every NFL team has a lot of fans.
Sure.
There were people here at 1 a.m. last night. The line was a mile long and a mile high.
Right.
Can you just put into words what these fans and doing that?
Yeah, it was great to have them back out. I know last year was, you know, unfortunate, you know, with the change in the facilities that they weren't able to be out here. But you definitely notice a difference when training camp practices with fans out here. I've never, you know, been through a training camp like last year where there were no fans, and it definitely was great to see them back out there and you know, cheering us on, and especially as you get into these practices and you get into these after having some two-a-days, it's nice to have that little, you know, encouragement or a little applause if you make a good throw or make a good catch. I know the linemen and the, you know, the guy linebackers, these guys that are beating on each other, I know they certainly appreciate it. So it was really great to see them back out here, and I'm sure they'll be here throughout camp, which is a great thing.
One of the things that John has been saying back from January, and then he said it a couple of times yesterday, was that he wants a team that's kicking and screaming in games. What do you think that means?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, probably a better question for him. But, you know, I mean, obviously it's our job to win games, to compete. You know, Coach Kubiak addressed the team last night. You know, he wants the team playing fast, you know, playing physical, competing all the way. If we're not competing, you know, he said you're probably not going to be around. So I think it probably means a lot of those things. You know, we want to get off to a good start, but we want to be able to certainly, you know, finish and be playing as well late in the season as you hope to get off to a good start early in the season. So I think it probably means a lot of those things.
Give us an early impression on Max and Ty, some of the younger offensive linemen stepping in for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one day of practice, so, you know, it's probably hard to give a, you know, I'm not going to really give, not my call to give day-to-day, you know, evaluations, but I know those guys are working hard. I know they've been here. They stayed here, you know, during their break between OTAs and here, and you know, both those guys have worked hard, you know, in the weight room, and so I'm looking forward to, you know, I always like being around young football players, and it's a great opportunity for them, and they're going to get a lot of opportunities to play, you know, this year due to some injuries and due to some changes, and so I think the good thing for both those guys is they had a lot of repetitions going back to OTAs, you know, due to the injuries and that were unfortunate, but it did allow them to get in there, you know, early in April and May, as opposed to just, you know, you're getting a lot of reps starting in, you know, say, you know, September. So that was a plus for them. And, you know, both of them, you know, very composed guys, I think, for young players. You know, I've never seen a wide-eyed look or kind of a puzzled look on their face. And they have kind of a little calmness about them, which I think that's a good quality for a young offensive lineman.
Peyton, we saw you roll out again today in pass. Is that something you're getting more comfortable with? And by any chance, did you talk to Dad about that? That was something he was actually quite good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I feel that I throw pretty well on the run, to tell you the truth. I mean, we never had as many design, you know, rollouts or scrambles, but we've sprinted out through the years. You know, we do down the red zone a lot, throwing on the run and sprinting out, and so I've actually – I think I throw pretty well on the run, you know, for a guy that doesn't really run well. I actually throw well on the run. Maybe even better some guys that actually run well. I will say my dad did throw real well on the run and could run well at the same time. He did, you know, kind of at a young age, kind of teach me about throwing on the run. There's a couple of little things that he taught me that I still carry through, and I've always felt been a pretty accurate thrower on the run. You know, you see a lot of times you see quarterbacks sprinting out, you see a guy wide open, you see the pass is inaccurate. It goes into their feet or goes over their head because a quarterback's not as accurate throwing on the run. So I've always kind of worked it through the years and feel I can do a pretty good job of that. And so, you know, I feel like I can get out there, and when the guy's open, I can be able to hit him.
How much growth have you seen that of C.J. Anderson, Monte Ball? I know Monte, you know, struggled with the injury last year. But,
sure.
You know, watching C.J. and the way he developed.
Yeah.
You know, through OTAs and things like
that. Yeah, I mean, like any position, I think experience is your best teacher, and the more repetitions you get throughout the course of a season, you're going to use that to your advantage and be more comfortable, you know, the following year. So, you know, CJ, he's just, you know, obviously had great experience last year, made some great runs, and you definitely see a more confident running back. I mean, he's always been pretty confident naturally, but you see because of the experience and, you know, understanding certain cutbacks and understanding certain reads from offensive linemen, that's only going to help him. And then I thought Monte's had a really good offseason as well. He's healthy. He feels good. I know he was you know, frustrated last year dealing with an injury, and so I know he's ready to go, as is Ronnie. And feel really good with all three of those guys back there, no matter what play calls comes in.
Speaking of those running backs,
it seems like you kind of had a couple of bobble snaps. One of them left you on the ground. What kind of went on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you get tripped up with the offensive lineman, so not really much to do with the running back. So it happens, you know, sometimes. So that's probably what happened on that play, but still got the handoff. So
yeah. When you're at your passing camp, what are you telling the youngest, like the high school kids, like about throwing on the run? Are there a couple? Is it mostly about feet or?
Oh, you know, it's hard to, you know, can't give, you know, you got to maybe sign up for the camp next year. come on down. So I want to give away all the secrets. Nobody would come back next year. So yeah, you know, it's. I mean, I enjoy that football camp. You know, we get to work with college players and high school players, and, you know, this is much like training camp. We're going through the most basic fundamentals and techniques, and, you know, even in all the years I've been playing football and all the training camps that, you know, Coach Kubiak's been a part of, I mean, the things that I heard last night in our first meeting is still techniques and fundamentals and, you know, footwork, like you were saying. So it's still the basics that can get you through and help you win football games. And so, yeah, a lot of the same things that, you know, that I'm taught, you know, throughout training camp here are the things that we teach, you know, high school kids and college kids. And it's still, you know, a lot of basic football. So that camp in many ways really comes at a good time for me right before training camp about doing the little things right. And also that how lucky we are to still be playing a game. These kids love football at the high school level and college level, and it's a good reminder for both Eli and I that this is a fun game and we're lucky to be playing it.
Some guys talked about a difference from last year's in terms of tempo of practice. Are you getting used to the Gary Kubiak just of how he does practice?
Yeah, we're trying to. Obviously, you know, I don't get into the comparisons between this year and last year. I think you learn, you know, when you from Coach Kubiak, you learn kind of how he wants things during mini camp and OTAs, and now we're kind of learning how he wants things here in training camp, and then there'll be another adjustment when it gets to end season. So we're trying to, you know, do what he's asking us to do, and I thought today was a good start. Hopefully we can keep that going.